With increasingly rigorous academic standards, experts say some kids simply aren't ready for pre-kindergarten at age 4. WJCT's Lindsay Kilbright explores how might next year's crop of VPK students benefit from a change in legislation that increases the age limit of our youngest scholars. This is the third and final chapter of our Lessons Learned Early series, in which we followed around one pre-kindergartner charting his first year of school.
It's Monday afternoon, and John Singh has just finished up Centers, a time where he and his classmates can do art projects or play cashier. He's waiting on his dad to pick him up at the VPK on the University of North Florida campus.
I made a story and stuff with a calendar, and I made a mask.
A mask?
Yeah.
What kind of mask?
Just a regular one.
Just a regular one? When John's dad, Henry Singh, shows up, he brings John's final assessment scores. The school year is ending in a few weeks.
He had the highest numbers for each of the categories, so he did really well on all the categories for all the testing areas.
The state requires VPK students to take assessments that gauge if they've improved over the year. They're tested in four areas: written language, phonological awareness, vocabulary, and math. When John began, he was exceeding expectations in most areas, but not all kids start off that way. With increasingly rigorous standards, some kids aren't ready at age 4, says John's VPK director, Mahareen Mian.
They're socially, emotionally ready, or they are mature enough, but then academically, they're not ready. They cannot grasp certain, I would say, concepts that they need to know. Now we are pushing for the children to know a lot.
Other kids aren't socially ready for school.
They struggle with, you know, getting along with other children. Some children just struggle with, like, they're not ready for small groups. They're not ready to sit down and do any kind of activities.
That's why she says it's a good thing the state legislature changed the rules. Beginning this fall, 4-year-olds can wait a year to attend VPK, as long as they don't turn 6 before February during the school year. Director of the Early Learning Coalition of Duval, Susan Main, agrees it's a good thing because a lot is expected of kids now.
Way back, maybe 10, 15 years ago, there was more just play, and I think it was thought of more as just go and have an experience, but now it's more intentional. The play is more intentional. The teachers are intentionally using the play for learning. So I think that's really a good thing over the years.
And although parents across the country are pushing for fewer assessments, John's dad says he finds the scores helpful. John scored below average in math back in September.
Right. Before we saw the result of that test, we did not focus on math at all because the mantra for kids is to read to them, right? So if it weren't for that test result that woke us up, we would not have had the opportunity to spend time on math.
And he also works on math in school.
I learned about math problems. There was like a turtle thing and then numbers, and then we got to roll the dice and then coloring all of those same numbers.
John says he's really excited to start kindergarten next fall.
Because I think at the one I'm about to go to, that it has a playground still.
During his first 30 days of kindergarten, he'll be tested again to see if the lessons learned in VPK stuck with him all summer. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.